The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. That means all kinds of things. We have almost survived another week of broadcasting. Also, it means Friday is open phones. We can talk about basically anything you want to talk about. Within reason, but just about anything, and right now phone lines are wide open. My goodness, so many things going on. Will Joe Biden be the next president? Well, it certainly looks like it, but it is possible that something could happen on January 6th that has never happened. A law that's been around for 100 years could be invoked. Never has been. It's been on the books for 100 years. Has never been used. And it's questionable whether it's even constitutional. So if it were used and the election was uprooted, well, then it would have to go to the Supreme Court. It would be a mess. There's that to talk about. Then, of course, the majority in the Senate is at stake in the Georgia runoffs. We can talk about that. A lot of things going on here in Ohio. A lot of news on the COVID-19 scene. Vice President Pence, his wife, and the Surgeon General all got the vaccination shot today at the White House, publicly live on TV. The Vice President wanted to demonstrate that he believes it is safe. And so he and his wife and the Surgeon General received the vaccination, which is different from here in Ohio. And I want to be careful with this, but Mike DeWine has said, no, I'm not going to take it. And his reason was, I don't want to take it from somebody else who needs it. Really? One dose is really going to make a difference? So we got Vice President Pence, who took one dose from somebody else, but he wanted to demonstrate it's safe. Go ahead and take it. Wouldn't you think that the governor of the state of Ohio would want to take the same position? I don't know. I don't want to judge his motives. I really don't. But Mike Pence has said, no, I'm not going to take it. When it gets around to me, I'll take it. But anyway, there's that going on. Then, down at the State House today, the Ohio House, and by the way, they were there till like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. The sessions of the House and the Senate are supposed to be done over and finished for the year, but there's so much on the table that they didn't get it finished last night, so they're meeting today, and they may have to meet over the weekend or on Monday, I'm not sure. But anyway, the Ohio House passed Senate Bill 260, which bans Ohio doctors from prescribing abortion-inducing drugs through the use of telemedicine. So in other words, you just can't get on your computer and say, hey, doc, I think I want an abortion. Okay, no problem. I'll call the pharmacy and we'll help you kill your baby. SB 260, sponsored by Senator Stephen Huffman, who, by the way, is a physician himself, was one of the 16 co-sponsors. Many of the co-sponsors were women. The Senate has passed. The governor has not indicated whether he will sign it into law or not. We will see. And I've been trying to find out if legislature has voted to override Governor DeWine's veto of SB, I think it's 311. I think it's SB 311, which seriously curtails the authority of the governor and the director of the Ohio Department of Health. It passed easily in the House and the Senate. Governor DeWine waited until the very last day. He vetoed it. And the last I heard, Larry Obhoff, the president of the Senate, was not willing to bring it to the floor for a vote. So I haven't been able to find out anything new on that, but we'll certainly try to follow up on that. If I can find anything during the program, I will pass it along to you. Some good news out of Nigeria. I reported to you yesterday somewhere between 344 and 680 boarding school students in Nigeria, primarily boys, were kidnapped by radical Islamic terrorists. Now, if you know anything about northern Nigeria, it's really tough to get accurate details. So we don't know how many of these boys were kidnapped. We don't know whether it was 300 and some or 600 and some. However, late last evening, it was announced that 344 of these students were turned over to Nigerian security officials. An official with the Nigerian government told the Associated Press that ransom was not paid to secure the boys' freedom. The official from the government said, I think we can say we have recovered most of the boys, if not all of them. This has been a somewhat common occurrence. You may remember back in, I believe it was April of 2014, Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 school girls from a government boarding school. And it was about 4 years before many of those girls were returned. Some of them have still not been heard from. But anyway, the good news is the Nigerian government believes that all of the boys kidnapped from the government school a few days ago have been released safely. That's good news, and it's hard to get any good news, particularly out of northern Nigeria. And then more good news. We know that Pakistan has ridiculous blasphemy laws. If a Christian is caught reading their Bible, they can be accused of blasphemy, thrown in prison for many, many years. If a Christian doubts that Muhammad was a true prophet, can be thrown in prison and so forth. A Christian by the name of Imran Masih has been in jail for 11 years. He's a Christian. He was accused falsely of blasphemy, but he has been in prison for 11 years, and he has been acquitted and released. We know of at least 24 Christians imprisoned in Pakistan on blasphemy charges, almost all of them false charges. 24. In the last couple of months, the country of Pakistan has released two or three of these people, and there is hope that this is a change in the radical Islamic court system in the country of Pakistan. We can only hope and pray that this is a hopeful trend. Please don't forget to pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. There is more persecution of Christians in the world today than at any time in history. Don't forget that. All right, quick break. Bobberty Live will continue.
Bernie Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Bernie Live. Do you realize Christmas is 1 week from today? Now that I've just ruined your day, most of you knew it. I can't believe it. 1 week from today. Wow. Where has this year gone? You know, it's like anything else. When you look back on 2020, in some ways it seems like it has been 10 years since last Christmas. Think of what has changed in a year. Seriously. Think of how our entire world, I mean the entire planet, has changed in 1 year. So in some ways, I mean, it seems like it's been 10 years. And in other ways, it seems like it was just yesterday. Now, I had no intention of going off and chasing this rabbit, but allow me to chase what I think is a very important rabbit. There's been a lot of writing. There's been a lot of preaching. There's been a lot of teaching on COVID-19 is the Antichrist. It's not the Antichrist. Receiving this vaccine is receiving the mark of the beast. One mega church preacher down south had a big sermon. It went viral. It was all over the internet that you cannot take. I think he was in Florida. If you take the vaccine, you're taking the mark of the beast. You are welcoming the Antichrist. No, taking the vaccine is not taking the mark of the beast. COVID-19 is not the Antichrist. But, okay, that's a ridiculous extreme. And please remember, the devil lives in the extremes. Stay away from the kooky extremes, all right? However, think about this. When the Antichrist arises, and he will, there's no doubt about that. The Bible clearly predicts that we are moving to a time and place when every government on planet Earth will surrender their sovereignty to one man. We're moving in that direction. The Bible is also clear that every religion on planet Earth will surrender their theological sovereignty to one leader that the Bible refers to as the false prophet. Okay? We know we're headed that direction. Is COVID-19 it? No. But it is a graphic, glaring illustration of how quickly the entire world, and I mean the entire world, the entire planet, can be brought to its knees around one cause, one concern, one disease, one whatever. Now, we have had pandemics before, worldwide pandemics, we have. And by the way, in some of those former pandemics, a whole lot more people died than what we have seen die today. What's happening today is terrible, horrible, it's tragic, but it has been worse. But in those previous pandemics, many, many years ago, and in some cases many centuries ago, we did not have the ability to communicate instantly worldwide. We didn't have satellite TV. We didn't have the United Nations. We did not have the WHO, the World Health Organization, the WHO. We didn't have that. We didn't have the potential and the ability of all of the governments on planet Earth getting together and cooperating to save the human race. Now, this pandemic was bad. Okay? It was bad. But it was not bad enough for all the governments of the world, all the kings and princes and emperors and rulers and presidents to gather together and say, we're all going to die unless we surrender our sovereignty to this person or that individual or whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying? That didn't happen this time. But we have been shown how easy that could happen. So, is this worldwide pandemic preparing the earth for the Antichrist? Oh, there's no doubt. There is no doubt whatsoever. This is a dry run, if you will. This is rehearsal. But it shows that we are closer than we have ever been before. And that is something to think about.